Hi, yes, good afternoon. This is Rafael. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah.
Sure. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Talking about the mayor?
Beg your pardon?
Are you talking about the mayor?
In general, do you think
yeah,
that
I like
things
the mayor.
No, I'm talking about in Hector County. Things in Hector County are on the right track or you think they're on the wrong track?
Yeah, it could be better.
So would you
it's
say
not
right
bad, here? But it could be better.
I see. What's the most important issue facing Hector County, in your own opinion?
Hector County, in my own opinion, the biggest issue?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the expansion northeast from Odessa is leaving the poor, the unfortunate, and you have the money to put new water lines and new electricity up north, but you don't have no time to fix any problems south and west. We need to annex West Odessa, make them pay taxes, because they're just not in the city limits. If they think they can do whatever they want, they can build buildings not up to code. We need to be held responsible for every and every one of us that live in Odessa. West Odessa is Odessa. It needs to be good.
Thank you so much for your opinion. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County?
What?
Would you say, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Are you talking about medical or oil field?
No, the economic conditions.
Well, yeah, the economic conditions are above everybody else in the rest of the country. This is the only place building houses. But you're giving money to all the oil field workers and not enough to medical staff who will take care of the oil field workers who get hurt.
I see.
You're not taking care of your medical staff. And
what would you say?
You're having to have travel people come in and occupy these jobs, and you're not allowing, you know, not everybody wants to work in the oil field.
I see. Now, would you say overall, so for everybody in general in Hector County, their economic conditions, would you say options are
underpaid.
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, we're underpaid. We're nowhere near the average pay in any position or any job anywhere.
So would you say fair or poor?
The only ones that are getting paid well is the oil field.
So would you say it's fair or poor for
I would say it's
or good?
Hector. I would say that it's somewhat fair, but more on the I would say fair. What do you think, Hector?
Now this question. Let me just ask it. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
In 5 years?
Yes, in 5 years from now. Do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is
hey,
today?
Hector, it's Orlando. I think the economy in Hector County should sustain about where we're at right now.
Thank you so much. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Hector County.
Would you say
how
the
do you
options?
Know, how do you
which,
know? I don't have family members yet.
Well, it's not that I know, but that's why I'm asking about the security of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County. Would you say you're very concerned about your job, somewhat concerned, Not too concerned? Not at all concerned?
My job?
Mm-hmm.
What is my job?
No, I'm just asking. Let me read the question once again. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
I wouldn't know. The future, only God can judge us. Only God knows the security.
So you say you're not too concerned about your security and future of your own job, right? Or not at all concerned about it?
We're always concerned about your family's health and family. Always.
Now, I'm going to read a list.
How would you answer your question?
So,
are you concerned?
About my job?
Yeah,
no.
Concerned?
No, I'm not concerned about my job, if I'm doing my job right, if you ask me. But the question is about you. How concerned are you? So you say you're not concerned at all. That's what you're trying to tell me. That's one of the options I have.
I know, but how is this helping Ector County if you're worried about my job only?
Or, well, not sure if that's how you, I believe that's an interpretation of everybody, but it sounds like you're not really concerned about the security and future of your own job in Ector County. If Ector County would actually, okay.
The security of Ector County is very important. I've been here my entire life, but is the security of Ector County at risk or something?
No. Not saying that.
Okay.
No, it's just how secure do you think basically that your job is or your family member in Ector County? That's why I'm asking. How concerned are you about the security and the future of your own job or the job of any other?
What is your name?
Rafael.
Rafael?
Yes.
Rafael what? And you're an Ector County employee, you get paid by the county?
No. I get paid by the opinion research. We're the one conducting the poll. So, to provide the results.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, so, I'm just literally reading the question off the screen right now. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
I don't know why it would be a concern or why would there be
okay.
A security issue.
I have an option here that says not sure. So is it okay if I hit that one?
Well, no, I didn't answer it.
Okay.
You would be answering for me.
I'm asking.
Look,
if it's
I love people, I love everybody. I love my city, I love my friends, I love my family. I love everybody, and if there is a security issue for their life or
there's
friends,
not.
Or
no, it's just
it's
a general pool to how secure you feel in Ector County.
Well, Ector County is my home.
About your job, regarding your job, how concerned are you about the security and future of your job, your own job, or the jobs of any club family members in Ector County?
Well, what is my job? What if I'm unemployed? I'm unemployed. What do you mean?
Then this wouldn't actually apply. And we can go ahead and go on to the next question, sir. Okay. So, how would you answer this question, if you don't mind me asking? Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
About
the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any family members in Ector County.
Is my life being threatened?
No.
Well, I don't get the severity of the question and why you would even... How many people have you called today?
A lot.
And then everybody answers the questions. On the poll, are you saying, what is the percentage that the security... of their future and their home is at risk.
What I'm trying to ask you is, what's your perception? If you feel that somehow the way things are in Ector County makes you feel that your job is at risk. That's pretty much what this is asking. How is your perception of things right now? It's nothing like nothing out of the ordinary. It's just, you know, basic perception of you. If you feel, you know, you feel good living there as things are right now. Or if somehow you feel that there is something that could happen, or there, or somebody might have make an opinion or something, you know, or, I mean, a change that could actually happen, that your job could be at risk, or not sure. What's your perception about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? That's the whole question. If you're not sure, if you don't want to answer, we just can just go ahead and skip it.
Look, I'm happy where I live. I love where I live. I love Ector County. I love my friends. I love my family. And
great
I would,
to hear that, sir.
I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize them or me or whatever. And
amazing. I'm glad to hear that, sir. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go over to the next question. Let me just go ahead and I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in that in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Okay?
Say what again?
I'm going to read the a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? About the effective leadership from elected officials, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know the. I don't know what you're speaking of.
I don't understand. I'm going to read a list qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County.
The quality of life. Really?
Yes, as you perceive it right now.
Look, man, I don't know what you're speaking of. I don't know why you're even questioning me. I don't cause trouble. I don't bother nobody.
I see. Seems like, I mean, I'm just literally reading off the questions as they are right now. And they're all about how your perception of living in Ector County are. What you think about the leadership from elective officials? Would you think they're it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I wouldn't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I understand. Well,
what number can I call you back at? I got to do my son's school project.
I see. Well, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, man. Be careful.